常春藤英语从头学高级阅读。
Welcome to Radio English on Sunday.
星期日广播英语。
This is Bruce.
And this is Peter Lai.
Welcome to our show. Today we're going to look at Unit 1 on Page 1. But before we start, let's give you some idea of what you can expect to learn with us on Radio English on Sunday. We have lots and lots of interesting, useful, and informative topics for you. We'll be taking a look at some of the most interesting and important places in the world, at some interesting animals, at customs, culture, a little bit of history too. All this for you on Radio English on Sunday.
星期日广播英语 By the way, this is an article featuring the biggest city of the world. New York, is that right?
Well, it's the biggest English-speaking city of the world, and it's the biggest city in the United States.
And 我们的普大哥呢 is quite familiar with the city because he was brought up there, and fortunately, he's still a very good guy, right?
Well, I like New York. As we say, I love New York, and we have a lot of interesting things for you to find out about this great city on our program today.
好，那但是能不能先告诉我们听众朋友，我们要怎么样来教这个东西呢
？Right, Peter. What we'll be doing for you for every article is reading them paragraph by paragraph, and then going back to give you first the main idea of each paragraph, and then Peter will choose some important or useful phrases for us to spend a little more attention to.
好，我们的教法是这样的，也就是在每一个典型的文章一开始的时候，我们卜大哥呢 ，Bruce 呢，他会呢先一段一段的来念，每一段念完之后，我们马上迅速停下来，卜大哥他就会用英文呢重新讲一遍这个大意是什么。这种 interpretation 这种诠释是做个示范的，而我们听众朋友呢是希望借由 Bruce 在重新讲这篇的文章的时候也能够跟着这样的学习来讲，这样的话可以呢增加我们绘画的能力，然后呢我会呢跳进去，我们把一些所谓的 key expressions 一些重要的一些用语，那么马上呢挑出来做解释，同时如有可能卜大哥随时呢会造句的。好，也就是练习写作的能力，我们现在就开始了吧。
Right, page 1, unit 1 called Let's Visit New York. New York, New York, the city so nice, they named it twice. These words were used to describe New York when it was by far the largest, richest, and most developed city in the United States. New York still remains the largest and most famous city in the U.S. today,But some of its nice reputation has fallen over the past 30 years, with stories of rampant crime making headlines around the world. How true are these stories? Is New York still a nice place to visit? If so, what can a tourist do in New York? Let's take a closer look at America's premier city. This paragraph tells us what you can expect to learn in today's article. We have all heard of New York, of course, and most people know that it is the largest city in the United States. But some people have also heard that it has a kind of bad name. Maybe it's a dangerous city to visit. Well, is it? We'll find out when we take a closer look at New York in today's article.
在标题下面 New York, New York, the city so nice, 其实 the city 后头省了 is so nice, 后头放了一个 that they named it twice. 这主要是谈的是一首歌曲、
mm-hmm.
New York, New York, da 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 da.
That song is called New York, New York. I'm not sure these words come from that song, but it was from an older song, I think, way back in the 30s or 40s.
不错。因为这主要是第一个 New York 是一个 城市的名字、
嗯、
第二个 New York 这是纽约州、
right.
啊、也是纽约州的纽约市啊，这个城市可见是那么棒，所以难怪啊人们就把这个 New York 念了两次，就这样子。